Como mamá, siempre quiero lo mejor para mi familia. Por eso quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solo huevos Eggland's Best. No importa cómo los cocines, siempre saben frescos y deliciosos. Y tienen más vitaminas D y E y el doble de omega 3 que los huevos regulares. Entonces, ¿por qué conformarte con menos cuando puedes tener lo mejor? Eggland's Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Two in the books, 1 hour to go. It's the last 60 minutes of the show on a Monday. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio as... The weather outside is frightful, gentlemen, as it is
no, it's not.
Raining.
It's not frightful. It's just rain.
It's been raining.
Speaking of rain, I had a gig in Corpus Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, a surprise to me, Nora decides to go. Mm-hmm. She hates comedy. She hates me.
You.
She hates stand-up, so she's not a fan. She doesn't go to shows. Funny thing is, you know, they said they put me up in a nice hotel down there on the beach and all that. So she goes, and we have a great time. She still doesn't go to the show.
She goes all the way to Corpus.
And she's like, well, have fun. I was like, you're not going to go? She's like, nah, I'm just going to chill, get on the iPad, watch some TV, do some CPR stuff I got to take care of. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. But we had a great time. But on the way back, a couple things happened. First thing is I'm driving. We're on the highway. As we're getting on the highway, and I notice weave in the middle of the road. I was like, what? There's just a big...
Like hair?
Yeah, like a hair weave in the middle of the road. And I thought, who's dumb enough to drive in a convertible and wear hair weave? I feel like if you do one, you can't do the other, right? If you have a convertible, you can't get a weave. No. If you have a weave, you can't get a convertible. That's just how I feel.
This thing's worth a lot of money these days.
Weave?
Yeah.
I know.
You see, it used to be every cell phone store was getting knocked off on the news. Now it's almost every time. It's a weave shop.
A buddy of mine, Marcus Bowers, owns She's Happy Hair, and they've been broken into because of the fact
that... A lot of value, man.
Yeah. So... So we're driving back. We're on the Beltway headed home, and it's pouring down rain. Absolutely just buckets. And I look over, and there's a dude in a convertible with the top down. Now, it's not sprinkling. It's not just a light dusting of rain. When I tell you it is pouring, it's hard to see. Like, this was going home that night after Imelda hit when mm-hmm. it was really bad. It was like that. And this dude and some lady in the passenger seat and some lady in the back seat are in a convertible, and they never bother to pull over and put the top up. I was like, boy, you got to be stubborn. I don't remember. It was white. I posted the video. Yeah. Like a nice convertible.
It looked like a Chrysler Sebring. Honestly.
Is that what it looked like?
But I don't remember. I got to go back to the
video. I posted the video of it.
Regardless, if it's a late model, what are you doing?
Yeah, pull over. You know what it was? You know what it was? I'm thinking about this in my head, like, why wouldn't his dumbass pull over and put the top up? And then I thought, oh, I know why. He was proving a point. Because his wife was like, we shouldn't put the top down. I think it's going to rain today. And he's like, it's not going to rain. She's like, but I feel like it's going to rain. My trick me is acting up. I think it's going to rain today.
It was a Mustang, man.
It was a Mustang? Yeah. And he's like, babe, it's not going to rain. We're putting the top down. And now he's driving through rain, and she's over there. I told you it was going to rain. It's raining. And he's like, I'm not putting the top up now. I'm not pulling over, okay? The top's down. It's staying down. Just be wet and shut up. I'm not doing this. I guarantee you that's what happened. He was like, I am not pulling over and putting this top up. It's just not going to happen. And I watched the whole time we passed him and all the way until he disappeared out of my rear view. That dude never bothered to pull over on the shoulder
but
and put the top up.
Do you
up.
Even have to pull over with today? I thought you just push a button. That thing just...
I think you don't want the wind.
There's no warning on anything. I think it's 35 miles an hour, but they warn you. Like, if you try and mess with it over 35 miles an hour, you're going to screw it up.
And then people were like, oh, but if you're in a convertible, Aries Fetus was like, I mean, we had a convertible in Hawaii and it was raining and we didn't get wet if you go a certain speed.
You don't get wet.
Yeah, with the top down and the back seat. The lady in the back seat was just getting pummeled. She's just like, my wife was dying laughing. She goes, did you see the lady in the back? I was like, no, because I'm trying to watch the road and record the video.
Oh, jeez. She was like, you are that guy.
The lady, she was like, that lady in the back was just getting hammered. She was soaking wet.
What, do you like this?
So I just turned and whatever.
You're not even looking at the road. Nah, that's fine.
No, I think they looked right back at you while you were recording.
Oh, right? I'm sure they did. They were probably pissed, but that's amazing to me. And then we go to, while we were in Corpus to find stuff to do, not a lot to do in Corpus. It's a beach town. We did go to the Selena Memorial on the seawall. That was underwhelming.
Did they have the collector's cups?
No.
You fought for?
No. It was a bit underwhelming. And then we kind of just walked around a little bit, and we went to the original Whataburger.
Oh.
The original. Yes. The very first Whataburger started in Corpus Christi.
Interesting.
So the original Whataburger, there's a Whataburger on site, and it's a two-story Whataburger, and it's nice. But it's obviously not the original. The original was a shack. It was like it was smaller than our studio. That was the original. Yeah. And so, but they have a new Whataburger in that location. Mm-hmm. So they call it the original. So I put a picture on Instagram. I was like, I'm at the original Whataburger. And one of my buddies that lived in Corpus that now lives in Houston, who was a comedian, and he goes, yeah, that thing was built in like 1998. I was like, really, Doug? So you're telling me that this two-story Whataburger with an elevator isn't the original when hamburgers cost 35 cents? Oh, my God. I had no idea. Like, nobody really thinks that they have a picture in the Whataburger of the original Whataburger. And when I'm telling you it was a shack.
But they didn't save the actual, like, somewhere on the premises? No?
I don't know. You don't see it or anything like that. But it is the location of the original Whataburger. And it's a nice Whataburger, man. It's two stories. They got a balcony out there. Yes, it's badass. So we did that. And for some reason, somebody put that on Instagram, and it's true. For some reason, it just tastes better there. I don't know why. It's all mental. It's really the same regular-ass burgers that you get at any Whataburger. But you're like, yeah, this is the best Whataburger I've ever had right here.
Wow.
At the original. That was the most fun thing we did.
The Whataburger sighting? Really?
We went to the original Whataburger, and then we went to this place called Andy's Kitchen for breakfast. That was pretty legit. I highly recommend it.
But you did see a picture of the shack. Like, it looked like legit. The original legit looked like a shack.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was tiny. And then they even had like a sign that said 35-cent hamburgers. I'm like, man, that's cheap.
Interesting. Joel, did you ever go to the original Whataburger?
I've never been to Corpus Christi, smartass.
He meant when
I know what he meant.
You have to clarify it, you a-hole, Barry.
Jeez.
I took one jab, all right, and I moved out of the way. Got to rub it in.
Just got to move. No, what he was saying, Joel, is that you're old.
Got it, Barry. Thanks. Yeah.
See, what he was implying, Joel, is that back in Whataburger existed, you existed.
Are you a Twitter listener right now? Just to clarify your own jokes for you?
If I were you.
If you go to Nico Nico's, the cool thing about what they did is because they used to be like almost a shack. Mm-hmm. The original on Montrose. But what they did is they just kept building out from the shack. So when you walk into the lobby now, you can see that what's now all encapsulated in the building, when they rebuilt the build, they extended the building.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be the outdoor portion where you were on the sidewalk and the menu was below the window on the wall. They left all that up. So when you walk in, if you really pay attention, you can see, oh, it used to be that we would be outside and ordering at the window, and it was this small, and now it's just expanded around that.
That's neat. They
built it up. It is pretty cool. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I didn't know that the original Whataburger was in Corpus Christi.
Yep. It's disappointing, though, honestly. I mean, obviously, you have to upgrade and remodel and stuff like that, but I like hole-in-the-wall spots. Like, I like that old feel, that old look. I appreciate that, but I understand why you'd have to
Well, you resemble hole-in-the-wall
spots. So, that's the original Whataburger. And so when you have someone that's literally, that's smaller than the studio, probably.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was like, that's not the original, bro. Yeah, no kidding. The original had a walk-up window. So this ain't it. You mean this Whataburger with an elevator spiral staircase?
I think he also took in careful consideration who he was dealing with.
Yeah.
And realized that there might and a more extensive explanation might have been needed.
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying that it's you, but I'm just saying.
Fair enough. See, this is the one that they put in its place. It's got the little neon.
Now, that might be the most elaborate Whataburger I've ever seen.
It's pretty badass. If you're ever in Corpus, you definitely take a trip to that Whataburger on the...
So what else is there to do in Corpus, man?
So there's the Selena Museum that Nora that was closed. We were going to go to that because anything for Selena. But they were closed.
Nora's a big fan?
Yeah.
Huge fan
of Selena.
That's why you do all the other
things? The cups?
Yeah.
No, that was for my niece.
Oh.
No. I'm not. And she knows better.
Okay.
But we did that. For my nieces and nephews, I do stuff for them. For Nora, she's a grown-ass woman. She can go get her own cups.
You locked her up, so you don't have to do that extra work anymore.
That's right. So there's like the Selena Museum. There's and it's run by her parents, and I heard her dad. In the movie, if you ever watched the movie, which I was in, by the way, as an extra. Okay. You see my butt like once. That's a
Ain't
SWAT
nobody
team
wanna
member.
See that.
Dying to go check that out.
Yeah. You see a SWAT right when right after what's her name? The lady that kills Selena, she's sitting in her car after she does it, and the SWAT team runs up. You see my butt past the screen. I'm pretty famous.
Skinny jeans?
No, it was a SWAT uniform.
Oh, you were actually wearing
the
SWAT uniform.
Why in the hell would a SWAT team member...
I thought you were
a
pedestrian walking
why
by.
Why would a SWAT team member, at the time Selena was killed, be wearing skinny jeans? Those weren't even a thing yet, Joel.
Because it's you?
I mean, I probably would.
See?
You're wearing JNCOs.
No, I wasn't wearing JNCOs.
It was in the 90s, right?
It was a SWAT member, bro. SWAT team members aren't wearing JNCO jeans.
But skinny
although,
jeans weren't in.
You could store
always...
a lot of guns in JNCOs. You could have a lot of compartments hidden, grenades and whatnot. But there's also, I was going to take Nora to the museum, the aquarium. Texas State Aquarium is in Corpus. And it's supposed to be pretty nice. There's the USS Lexington, which is a old warship.
It's a spring break destination. Though,
it really
right?
is. If you go to Corpus, you're not going there for anything other than beaches normally.
Like South normally. Padre Island.
You're
and
going
all
to Padre. Yeah. There's a lot of parks and beaches, yes. And that's why you're going. And the water's prettier than Galveston.
Although the water in Galveston is pretty, according to Raheel Ramzanali.
No, the water in Galveston.
No, right now. I guess it's like looking blue. It's like one of those
changes.
Phases. Yeah, where it's looking
it does
clean right
change
now.
Periodically
it's weird.
Where it gets blue.
I don't recall that being a thing, but now I keep hearing about it more and more. So that
yeah,
must
I feel
be
like it's happened more in the past, in 19 and 18, than it has in a long time, I feel like.
I would agree with that. But you go down to Corpus, the water's a lot prettier. So we walked along the bay. And then that was it. I mean, that outside of those things that I just mentioned, there's really not a lot. There's the Selena Museum. There's the original Whataburger. There's the Texas State Aquarium, which I was going to take Nora. And she was like, well, how much is it? And I was like, it's like $35. She goes, oh, that's too expensive. You are so cheap, woman.
$35?
I'm like, you are so cheap. That is nothing. And it goes towards, you know, helping conserve wildlife and all that. She goes, nah, let's just go home. Okay. That was it.
You're not alone, though. Lisa would do the same thing to me.
The most exciting thing we did was go to a damn Whataburger.
If we went there and did that, and she would be like, yeah, you go ahead, do your thing. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to go nowhere.
I can completely sympathize with that one. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Final hour of the show. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. You do nothing but keep it tuned right here to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Roll through the final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. I want to remind you that we're going to get rid of... I mean, Nick's going to be gone on Thursday and Friday in L.A.
God.
As he shows his true colors and his loyalties, as he travels with the Blitz to cover a fight that you can see right there in your own living room on September 28th. It's champion versus champion, Errol The Truth Spence Jr. taking on Showtime Sean Porter in a world champion unification bout at Staples Center. Plus, catch super middleweight champion Anthony Durrell as he defends his title against former champion David Benavidez. Spence Jr. versus Porter, Saturday, 8 p.m. Order now, live, pay-per-view, also available on the Fox Sports app. And Nick will be there in person to give you round-by-round, play-by-play on Twitter.
And as we usually do with big fights, we'll have Trey Blackwell, our resident boxing expert in studio, to break that down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Will we? All right. You learn something new every day.
Well, so, there you go.
We progress.
Yeah.
So with that being said, Nick, you're going to be gone.
Yes.
Thursday and Friday.
Thursday and Friday. I'll fly out Wednesday night. The Blitz will be there. Booker T and Company will be there, and we'll cover that fight. Joel, you were there. You met Errol Spence Jr.
I did. When we were in Dallas. I was thinking about that. Yeah, he did a I saw it on the news the other day that he was like the honorary captain for his high school for a football game.
Yeah.
And everything like that. And I was thinking back to that because remember you and I talked about trying to mix it up with him because he gets the same questions. And so I started talking mess because he's a Cowboys fan about the Packers and claiming Jerry World as Lambeau Field South, and he had some fun with it. And I was he was a good dude. He rolled
didn't punch
with it.
You?
No.
Gosh.
He's good. Granato did the same thing when he was rubbing it in when the Rockets had eliminated the Mavs. This is, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know how many years ago. And he couldn't have been cooler about it. But Dallas is his, that's his home ground,
stomping
man.
Ground.
That's
I wish he would have punched Joel. That would have been good.
I encouraged it, but he wouldn't do it.
So
it's very nice.
You said, have they chosen who our producer will be for Thursday and Friday?
No, because I think Tyler just found out, so I think he's working on that.
Okay.
Tyler.
Okay.
I would like to nominate somebody.
Who?
Who's that?
Juggalo Trey.
Sure. I will relay that message.
Juggalo Trey hit me up. He's like, hey, I've been producing more. If you guys ever, if Nick leaves for whatever reason.
I am totally down
I would
for
like
that.
To produce. And I said, Juggs, if it goes down, I want you in. And I totally forgot about that. And then he reminded me, he goes, hey, do you really need a producer tomorrow? Okay, well, first of all, you didn't listen because it's Thursday and Friday. But yes.
Doing a good job. Patrick Creighton has been happy with these.
He has
been doing
a good job.
Nights,
so. I'm going to throw in my support behind Juggalo Trey for Thursday and Friday.
Absolutely.
Joseph, what say you?
Oh, I thought it was already decided. I thought it was just something more I was learning.
No.
Look, I've heard he's done great work with Patrick Creighton. Okay. And you know we love Trey around here. So I'm willing to try it. But if he lost sight of which day just by listening, I'm a little worried about him keeping track of audio clips and reads and everything else.
I'll put my reputation on the line for Juggalo Trey.
That says nothing.
Where's our producer? That's true. My reputation is still in Baytown.
It's 12:59. He's calling into the show. Hey, intern, can you put me on? You guys are hot.
Can you guys
turn your mics on until I get there? Thanks.
It's okay.
That's on me.
If he's having a debate on Facebook or Twitter about best bands that he believes or NASCAR, and we correct him and he does the my bad, that's on me. It's not okay if it's a paid read and we miss it. And then I go back and go, hey, Trey, what happened to that read back there that I was supposed to do? And he goes, oh.
That's not going to happen.
I got to do better. That's on me.
Juggs is on it.
Well, it's on you.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. I think this will be a lot of fun.
I think you'll be fine, too. I mean, initially, I wasn't really encouraged when I first had him on the board. And I said, hey, man, you got to let them know when their mics are hot. He's like, okay. And then he turns his face away from the mic. And he's like, mic's hot. I'm like, that's not... That's not how it works, bro. You're supposed to talk into the mic. But he has overcome that, and he's above and beyond the producer that we expected.
Did he really?
But he feels such a part of the show anyway that my other fear is going to be that as we engage with you, you also are able to draw the line in the sand of knowing when we've got to get to a break or something like that. I can see him being mid-sentence with us.
Yes.
In dialogue about a topic going, no, I love the Cowboys, but I think that by the end of the year, they're going to settle. Hot! Wait, break! And he'll start calling out directions to himself.
I don't think he'll do that.
Okay.
He might get a little confused. We might go to break a little late or something or forget to play the music, but I think it'll be fine. Now, I did get a text from Tyler. He said, look at the email I sent out. So he's already got Nick on site, Aaron producing, usual suspects blitz. But is that in stone? This can't be changed?
I mean, if Tyler's willing to make the change, it's like Tyler or AJ's willing to make the change.
Tyler, Trey said he would come in.
Believe me, he'll come in.
He's already doing late hits from 7 to 9 and the Hall of Fame from 9 to 11. He could come in from 1 to 4, take a break.
Aaron does the blitz, and then he's back on the air at 7.
Finally, you lobby for your son, bro. Okay. You're always against anything and everything he does. Finally, you vouch for him.
No, that's not true. You know I love Jugs.
Finally, you
vouch for him. Do you know how much time I put into Monday Movie Moments with Trey, bro? And you're going to tell me that I don't love Juggalo Trey?
I'm just saying.
You are out of your damn mind.
I know you love Jug just by the way you react to Twin Peaks.
Hmm?
You love Jugs.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I don't get it.
I got it now. It took me the second time. But
I don't want
Jugs. Racks.
Oh.
Breasts.
God. Can we just, let's just go back and pretend that didn't happen.
Maybe the Twitter followers will explain it to you so you can understand the joke a little better. Maybe that'll happen. And then again, maybe it won't.
I'm curious what you put on the rundown. What does that mean? The baby doll? What does that mean?
Fellas?
Yeah.
I had a lot of work to do this
weekend. I was
like,
okay, I got to know what this is.
I had a lot of work to do this weekend.
All right.
Because suddenly we're on this, I've got a list from Lisa that has to get done before the baby gets here. So it's all about rebuilding cribs and dressers and getting the nursery situated. So my buddy Ty came over and we were busy in all of this stuff. And at the same time, Taylor's birthday was at the end of August. She still had a gift card. So Lisa took Taylor shopping,
mm-hmm.
and they come back, and Taylor says, Daddy, look, I got a new doll. Okay, cool. Great.
Okay.
So I'm fine with it. So she's giving the doll a name and running around and having a good old time, and all of a sudden she goes, look, Daddy, it eats and it poops. And I go, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, Daddy, I can feed my own baby, and it has a diaper, and she poops.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, you got to be kidding me, right? So I'm looking this thing over. First of all, the way the mouth is open at all times, there's no doubt, I don't know if it eats or not, but it's scary. And then the fact that she's showing me the diaper and then says, Daddy, help me and learn how to put it on. And when you go to put it on, there's no doubt it can poop.
It's the there same is food an opening, she fed.
Right? So I'm going to Lisa, is this battery operated? Do I need to put batteries in this thing? How does it work? She goes, no, it doesn't say anything about batteries here. Let's let her play with it for a while. So she cranks out these, I unwrap the whole thing for her, and there's little things of baby food, which are Play-Doh.
Okay.
All right. Then there are molds, which we don't realize, it's not optional to use. You have to use. You have to make molds of food to feed the baby. Well, Taylor's like, screw that. She's already spooning food, jamming it in the baby's pie hole.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to Lisa, are you watching? We're all good with this? She goes, no, it's fine. It's all good. So I'm, again, in the middle of the Texans game. Now I don't want to be bothered. Now Taylor is occupied, which is great. And she's got a new toy, and I can watch the game. And all of a sudden, it becomes, Daddy, she won't eat anymore. What do I do?
Oh, no.
I'm like, what do you mean she won't eat anymore? It just, she won't, she's not swallowing. I'm like, what? So then I said to Lisa, I said, you're sure? She goes, well, I opened it up. On the back, there's a compartment with a screw. So you would think that's where the batteries are. But there's no prong, and there's no spring, and there's no connection for the batteries. I go, YouTube it. So she YouTubes it. Nope, that's the digestive tract where if you do it correctly, you feed this baby these little bite-sized pieces of Play-Doh that then trickle down from the throat into the diaper, out the butthole, into the... And I'm going, all of this for what? And she's like, oh, yeah. So it's all stuck.
This is too much.
I said to Lisa, I said, I didn't
So her baby is now constipated.
So then she goes, Daddy,
that's
fix
great.
It. Daddy, can you fix it? So I'm sitting there going to Lisa. I go, I feel like I'm a combination of Doc O'Brien, our dentist, and some doctor that goes in and does the colon check. Because I'm sitting here for a half hour while trying to watch the football game, trying to get clogged Play-Doh out of a doll's booty and its mouth.
Well, you were more plumber than anything.
Well, believe me, if I had a plunger or something, would have done it quicker. I'd have tried
it. Just snaked it like a Roto-Rooter.
So once I get this doll completely cleaned out, I'm like, we're either taking it back or you're going to feed this doll M&Ms because at least those things have a hard shell finish so we can get them out. At least like, no, give her one more crack at it.
Get it? Crack?
And she filled the whole thing up again.
Really?
I was like, I'm done with this thing.
Maybe she's just a bad parent.
Just possible. And I'm probably good with that at this point. But I was so frustrated. I was like, of all the dolls in the store you could have picked with the gift card, you picked this one that poops?
And this one that poops and is constipated. That's not good.
No.
That's funny.
I was not happy with any of it.
And while you're watching football, no, that would be like, nope, sorry, sweetie.
I already built the extra large pink and white dresser and two cribs and all the other. I was done for the day.
Mm-mm.
So there was that nonsense. All right. Well, you know what? If you're trying to get out of the house like I was on Sunday and you're looking for a place to watch football, get away, and just have all the amenities that you'd love to have no matter where you go, it's got to be Twin Peaks. Five locations in the Houston area. Twin Peaks takes care of everything for you, from the made-from-scratch menu items, appetizers, main courses, the ice-cold draft beer on tap, 29 degrees. The temperature is given to you right there on a readout at the bar so you know how refreshingly ice-cold it's going to be. And then they have every package to every college football and NFL Sunday ticket and MLB network and everything that you need all at your fingertips. So you can walk in, get a table, and say, on that TV, I want to see the Astros. On that TV, I want to see college football. On that TV, I want to see something else. They're going to take care of it for you because that's the way they do business. It's the best viewing, the best eats and drinks, and it's all under one roof with the most beautiful Twin Peaks girls serving you and taking care of everything you need. It's just the way they do things because you'll come back and you'll know it's clean. It's a great atmosphere, and everything at my that I could possibly want is right there. So check them out the next time you're thinking about getting out of the house to watch a sporting event. It's got to be Twin Peaks because it's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views. It has to be Twin Peaks.
Listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, low on caffeine, high on energy. Anyway, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, at least two of the three of us. You sound exasperated over there.
Why am I? Why?
You just had a massive yawn.
Oh, no, it's just yawning. That's it.
You digging the taste of your Coke Zero now?
It wasn't bad. I still would prefer my Diet Coke.
I think you got to try Coke Zero or Cherry Coke Zero.
Well, they don't have that in this.
Well, I think you should try it elsewhere, and I need a report. You were a Dr. Pepper guy. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay. I will give it a look.
So, as we kind of recap the weekend and all the things that we had been talking about or didn't get a chance to talk about. You had mentioned some college football, but Georgia Notre Dame, you watched that one?
I didn't get a chance to watch it. I watched some highlights and whatnot. Apparently I missed a really good football game.
It was a tightly contested battle.
I tell you what, Georgia winning that game, and I think they put a lot of folks on notice. I'm telling you, I said it at the beginning of the year, I think this might be the year that Georgia beats Bama.
They're talented. I mean, look,
I really believe that.
You know, when we talk about the fact that early in the season, it's tough to find two ranked opponents matching up. But, man, when conference season gets started, say what you will about the shortcomings of a Pac-12. The Big Ten has some teams. But boy, oh boy, when you talk about the possibilities of seeing LSU, Georgia, Alabama, the teams that are going to go at it in the SEC, I'd love to say your Aggies, but they kind of showed that they might still be a little bit further away than Aggie fans had hoped.
Might be, they are.
I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, you don't.
We are the home of the Aggies, by the way.
Well,
so
I mean, truth hurts.
I'm trying to be nice. But there should be a really as opposed to years past when everybody said it's Alabama and everybody else, with Joe Burrow and the way LSU's playing, with the performance of Georgia on Saturday night, that SEC championship game could be a doozy, and the regular season matchups could be great.
Yeah, and look, the SEC, again at the top is just unbelievable with Georgia, LSU, and Bama. I tell you who's really impressive to me. I'm surprised that they haven't cracked the top 10 yet. But Texas, outside of that loss to LSU, which, if you lose to one of the – I think LSU after that win should have been ranked second and should still be second. I think Clemson handled their business, so you leave them at one. Up to game two of this year, Bama hadn't done anything. Georgia hadn't done anything. That win over Texas should have leapfrogged them. At the time, I think Texas was 9. They've dropped down. They should be back up again. Texas is legit. They've got a good defense. I've been impressed with them as well.
And they handled Oklahoma State.
And I'll say this. I slept on Auburn, and they appear to be a lot better than
Boy,
I thought
Nick's
they were.
Impressive. You know, rough start in the early going in that game against Oregon and finally got settled in, so you had some question marks. But he moved the ball. He moved the team. Neat story that his dad, they had the Aflac trivia question during the game, and they said, mm-hmm. Who holds the Auburn record for completions? And they're throwing out Cam Newton and all these different guesses. It turns out it's his dad when he played there.
That's crazy.
So cool story, and he's passing, you know, carrying the torch that his dad passed to him. So Auburn does look like that they have some talent, as they always do, and that they're not going to go away. So SEC at the top, as you mentioned, just stacked. And, of course, a very satisfying win for me in the fact that yeah. I never expect good things when Wisconsin takes on Ohio State or Michigan. However, this goes back to the point that I made earlier this season when I said Jim Harbaugh needs to be on the hot seat. Because, and I know AJ kind of poked at me a little bit the day I said it, but I know Big Ten football. And I know that when you're in a program like Michigan, it's not enough to say you're a top 25 team, a top 10 team. You have to beat Ohio State, you have to win Big Ten titles, and you have to get in those final four teams. All the things Ohio State was doing is expected of you when you get overpaid to take a job like Michigan. 10 wins a year does not cut it. And the fact that he's 3-3 against the Wisconsin program that he easily out-recruits every single year is just another indication that he needs to be put on watch, and that Michigan program needs to seriously start thinking about what they're going to do going forward, because not only have they not beaten Ohio State, they're 3-3 against Wisconsin in his tenure, and they have not been in those final four teams.
Mm.
And I'll say this. You talk about defense. Wisconsin's got one hell of a defense. We uh-huh. know they got an offensive line. Uh-huh. They got a Heisman-caliber running back. They finally have a quarterback that can – I'm not going to say he's going to light the world on fire throwing the football – but he's accurate, and he makes good decisions, and he can run. I'm very, very pleasantly surprised with what I saw at Wisconsin.
I tell you what, Michigan may not even be able to beat Iowa or Penn State
this
year.
I don't disagree with you.
Because both of those teams are looking really good.
Think about
as well.
What happened a week ago. Before the Wisconsin game, that team had to go to overtime and get a fumble to beat Army.
Yep.
Not taking anything away from Army, but we're talking about
and
Michigan.
And celebrated like they won the national
That's
title.
That's the other thing.
So you've got they've had one test. It was Wisconsin, who was 13 at the time. This week lost. Yeah. You still got Iowa, who will, you know, could be, you know, depending on what happens in the next week or so, they could be creeping into the top 10 as yep. well, because mm-hmm. Iowa's playing really well. Yep. You still got Penn State, who is 12, Notre Dame, and then Michigan State will be ranked when they play, plus Ohio State. Dude, Michigan could lose every single one of those games as bad as they've looked
if
this
they
year.
Have a they losing won't lose record all this of them, year,
but they could lose. They have they're bad enough to lose all these games against ranked
Remember
opponents.
Remember what Nick was saying when was Couture, the chancellor of mm-hmm, U of H, mm-hmm. when she said that this is a 10-win program, and that's U of H. But at Michigan, that's just the starting prerequisite to having that job as head football coach, amongst the other things that I mentioned. If you don't have a winning record, if you don't win 10 games, if you lose a couple of the games you're talking about.
And they're not going to lose them all, but they'll lose some of those.
They're going to lose to Ohio State. They're probably going to lose to Notre Dame.
And, you know, Michigan State's not that good this year, but that's a rivalry game.
But they're not bad. They're always well coached. They're in it. I mean, they lost to Arizona State, but they're they're normally in the Big Ten. When the Big Ten schedule starts, they normally hold their own. And as you mentioned, Iowa's no slouch. I'll tell you this, man. And a lot of people, because of the arrogance of Harbaugh, are hoping that this continues to happen. But for all the pomp, circumstances, and money that he got when he came to Michigan, he ain't living up to expectations at all. So it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out, because the Big Ten's no slouch. They got, like as you mentioned, they got good teams.
No, I mean, you look at the AP poll out, and your top 10 is Clemson 1, Bama 2, Georgia 3, LSU 4. So it's very SEC heavy at the top. But then you got Ohio State at 5, Oklahoma at 6, Auburn 7, Wisconsin 8, Florida 9, and Notre Dame 10. Big movers in the poll. Wisconsin jumped up 5 to 8 to number 8, so that's great for them. You had Cal move up. Cal's been playing pretty well,
yes,
too.
They have.
They're undefeated at 4-0. They jumped up 8 spots. You had Washington jump up 5 spots. Utah and Michigan both fell 9 spots. UCF fell 7 after their loss. And then A&M fell 6 spots to 23. So.
I can't believe A&M's still in the top 10.
I can't believe there. There's no way. If I had a vote, I definitely would not be voting Texas A&M into the top 25. But if I had a vote on where you should bet, if you wanted to bet on these college games or pro games or any other game, it would definitely be that you do that with MyBookie. Guys, MyBookie is the industry leader when it comes to getting action on any game out there. What I love about them is you bet, you win, you get paid. That is their slogan, and that is so absolutely true. When you go to MyBookie.ag and you sign up, you know one thing for sure. When you're ready to get your money out, get your winnings out, you're not going to have a problem. Nobody pays out faster than MyBookie. And they've got odds on every game, more prop bets than any other sports book out there. But when you want your cash, you get your cash. And hey, don't worry. If you didn't get a bet in by kickoff, you can still bet after the game starts. Parlay those picks. Take something small and turn it into something big. You can absolutely do that with MyBookie. Don't play with some no-name sports book you've never heard of and you're like, ugh, I hope I'll get my money back one day. Nope. Go to MyBookie. Be smart, because who you bet on is as important as who you bet with. And that's why you need to bet with the best, and that is MyBookie.ag. And look, if you sign up today, MyBookie is going to double your first deposit. Y'all, that's up to $1,000 in free money for you to do as you wish when wager with them. $1,000, up to $1,000 by doubling your first deposit. Why would you go anywhere else? So go sign up right now. Use that promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, promo code RADIO. You get that exclusive double your money offer. It's MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the, wow, final segment of the show.
Jeez, that went by fast.
It did fly by today, and we covered a lot of ground. So hopefully you were entertained throughout your business day. And don't be alarmed that we're going to get out of here at 4. Blitz is going to take you all the way till 7. So Fred and Aaron and AJ will do exactly the same thing and more.
At Tight End Sports Bar and Grill.
Today?
Absolutely.
They are at Tight Ends?
Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. The Blitz will broadcast live from Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. I will be there.
You have an affection and a tight-knit relationship with the people at Tight Ends.
I do. They're my peeps.
They are.
They are.
So
I mean, I may or may not follow a couple.
Their Instagram is fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And they had a car wash this weekend.
They did. I went for the charity.
You're breathing a little
oh,
heavy.
Oh, you
there.
Went for the charity.
Not the girls, the charity. Because all proceeds
which
go to charity.
Which one was she? Which one was charity? Was she wearing one piece or what? You went for charity.
No, that's what? Chastity. You missed
it. Oh, that's my mistake. I thought for sure. What were the names of the nice young ladies that were in studio with us?
We had Jasmine in studio.
Yeah.
We had the general manager, Amy, in studio. I'm not sure if Raina didn't come to this location.
No.
Yet,
but started with an A. Was it?
Ashley. Ashley and Jasmine.
Yeah. I follow them on Instagram just to keep up with their careers.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah. Show support.
Yeah. That's a good follow.
Joel is completely staying away from this conversation, although...
Although he'll look over my shoulder when
Jasmine
I'm looking at my
Jasmine wanted to
timeline.
Get close to you, Joel, remember?
She
the
did?
Time is at 3:47. This is perfect. Jasmine
and I was
wanted
looking
to
at my
sit right
Twin
next
Peaks
to you.
Fantasy football results for the weekend. How did you fellas do in your fantasy football leagues this week?
Well, I was talking to Jasmine about it.
Yeah.
And
was she the general manager of your team? Because then it may be winning.
Oh, speaking of that, I saw somebody tweet out to Alex Gold, who is, by the way, we follow each other on Twitter, I think.
Alex Gold,
SB Nation Radio.
The night host for SB Nation Radio.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Well played, sir.
And he had tweeted about some guy that's, I don't know, he does something in another city. I don't know what he does. He's like commentator or whatever. But he was like, me and my wife's fantasy team, we manage it together. And she made a trade without my knowledge.
Alex Gold?
No. His friend.
Oh, his friend.
His friend tweeted that out. And I thought, holy bleep. The only thing worse than sharing a Facebook account. You ever seen that where a couple has one Facebook page where it's like, mm-hmm. this is Bobby and Sally Smith's Facebook, which is really it's Sally's Facebook, and she just put Bobby's name on there so we can say he has a Facebook, because none of these hoes are going to be private messaging my man when he's on Facebook. I mean, that's really what it is. Bro, the only thing worse than that would be to co-manage a fantasy team with your spouse. Listen.
What about your fiance?
No.
Because the queen of the suspects does exactly that, Barry.
No.
So if you want to go down the hall to Courtney.
No. But she's the boss.
Oh, I sat across the table from them on the draft.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about
that. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So she's fine. I'm talking to the dude that's like, oh, I run this with my wife. Like, bro, you got to get your own account. See, really, and we talked to Courtney. She said that he was just kind of there for moral support. That's hers.
No, because there were some arguments that they had about players and who to draft.
I bet I know who won.
Even the fact that Courtney they had the number one arguments. Overall pick, conveniently. And
Courtney wins all the arguments. She wanted Saquon. Let's be real.
He had some other ideas.
Oh.
That wasn't going to go.
Well, that tells you right there, he don't know what he's doing as she does. It's her team.
He might be out a couple months.
Yeah, that's not good.
High ankle sprain.
Yeah, but I just felt bad. Like, dudes out there, get your own Facebook account.
I completely agree with
that.
And
get your own fantasy team.
And if you want a fantasy account, then go get yourself an Instagram by yourself, too.
Yeah? Is that a thing?
I just think it should be.
I don't think dudes share Instagram.
I was going to say, but if you're sharing any kind of social media, please do not consider sharing Instagram.
No.
That should be just your own private Idaho.
Don't even tell her.
Just that's a pro the thing. Tip. Is that's just a pro tip.
If your girlfriend or your wife or your fiance has made you get and share a Facebook account, ladies, I promise you, he has one you don't know about. I promise you, that's not his Facebook account that he uses. Even though, because that's the worst, is somebody will respond. It'll be like Bobby and Sally's Facebook. And they'll be like, hey, this is Bobby, bro. Just wanted to say I love this post. Like, if you have to say that to let us know which one is posting, I feel bad for you. You're getting mistreated very badly.
Well, you're definitely in the market for some pants so you could wear them.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there, too. Okay, I got to this. I saw this last week, and I wanted to get your expert opinions on this. Because, Barry, one, we know that you are a chicken connoisseur.
Yes.
We also know that there's been recently the big wars about the Popeye chicken sandwich and Chick-fil-A. Well, here's a new one for you that KFC is introducing, and I want to see how you guys feel about this. It says that KFC knows that there's an obsession with chicken sandwiches, but their iteration of this may be taking it a bit too far. Maybe it isn't. Their new tested sandwich is going to be a combination of fried chicken and glazed donuts.
Oh, I'm in. I'm in.
This month, say no they more, will fam. Debut, I'm in. Instead of a bun, a deep fried chicken sandwich in which the buns are glazed donuts.
I am in.
Chicken and donut basket meal, $5.49, includes chicken tenders or bone chicken plus a donut, or the chicken sandwich for $5.99 featuring a fried chicken patty between two donut buns.
Yeah, I've had that. Now, like Big City Wings has a hamburger where the buns are honey buns.
Mm-hmm, I've seen that.
Probably very similar to that.
Right.
I'm totally down to try this. Oh, yeah.
Nick, you?
1,000% in on that.
Absolutely.
Chicken sandwich with donuts for buns.
I'll totally try it.
Yeah.
God, it seems to be a lot.
Of what? Deliciousness?
I just don't know the combo's going to taste good.
You've never had chicken and waffles?
I
when
have.
When you put syrup on it?
Yeah.
But... the same thing. Sweet. It's chicken and something sweet.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
They say that the combination of salt and sweet is enticing. And
did you ever have the one where, what was it called, where the buns was two chicken sandwiches? And then they just put all the stuff in the middle. What was that called?
I know what you're talking about. I've seen it. Yeah. But anyway, they're not doing this across the country. They're not going to do it nationally. They're going to do it in Norfolk, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and Pittsburgh.
What?
While they check out and see if this is going to go over or not, much as they did when they created the Cheetos chicken sandwich over the summer.
I like it.
The last sentence is, they may not be done, and this may not be the last that we see from KFC in the chicken sandwich game.
I like it. Well, they better do something, because Popeyes thing, and Chick-fil-A.
The other thing for you over, as a chicken sandwich or chicken connoisseur in fast food locations, have you seen the commercials for, I believe it's Jack in the Box, where you can get the chicken sandwich combo, or you can get two patties, three patties, or four chicken patties in a sandwich? Lisa even said and goes, how the hell do you eat that?
Yeah, I don't eat that much chicken in my chicken sandwich. I'll just get wings or something, or I'll go buy fried chicken.
You take it like a deck of cards and just take them apart and make stacks and then put the different condiments on each chicken patty?
Yeah, I don't need that.
That's a lot of chicken.
That's too much.
That's crazy to me.
Yep. Are you watching Monday Night Football tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a great weekend. I may be able
to watch the Bears.
I may have a topper tonight if the Bears lose.
This is I'm not sold on this Bears team. Their offense is obviously struggling. Defensively, they're good, but the Redskins have looked bad.
They've looked bad, everybody that I've talked to that have watched Case Keenum said he's been playing fairly well.
It's so Keenum though.
I'm anxious to see. You can say he's been playing pretty well, but he hasn't been playing defenses like he's going
to
see tonight.
I have a feeling this is going to be a very ugly game.
Now, Adrian Peterson, who likes to play smash mouth running back football, probably not going to be against that D-line.
I'm 6-9 this week. Not a good week on my...
In the shorts you take.
Yeah, not a good week on my pick. So I took the Bears, gave the points, so I need a...
What is the spread right now?
Well, right now it is... Well, it was 4 when I did my picks. It's 5.5 now.
I can see the Bears winning by a touchdown.
Yeah. Boy, I'm glad I made my... I wouldn't give by 5.5. Mm-mm. How much would that change? I'm trying to see if that would change.
And with Minnesota winning and the Packers undefeated...
5.5 makes a lot less
likely. If the Bears are going to stay relevant in this division, they're going to need to win this game.
Yeah.
I saw Trey going, well, the NFC North looks like it might not be as big of a joke as everybody thought. I'm like, who said what? I mean, you're talking about now with the Lions at 2-0-1.
That made me so mad. Because I'm like, oh, I bet we had.
Yeah. And you said the AFC South was going to be better than the NFC North?
Yeah, well, that was before
Andrew Luck. Stop crapping on a good division.
That was before Andrew Luck retired. Okay. Mm-hmm. That was before Foles got hurt. Mm-hmm. So, my division is, we've had a little adversity, all right?
Okay. Even if you didn't, still would have made the
move. Maybe it was a little stupid.
All right. Well, that'll be about it for us on a Monday. We do appreciate you guys being suspects and listening to the show on the daily, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. Hopefully, you'll be back tomorrow with the rest of us as we continue through our work week. But for now, for Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. The Blitz is coming up next from Tight Ends. Don't miss it right here on ESPN 975.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.